inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Waldman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for joining me today. It is the big day, right? This is it. Election day is upon us. The energy is palpable. The excitement, the nervousness, right? I mean, is anybody else a little bit nervous? Come on. The fate of the free world is at stake here. We are quite literally on the precipice of either having a massive opportunity to rebuild liberty in this country, or potentially, I'm not going to say lose it forever. I can't go there. I mean, first of all, I'm going into tonight very confident, though I think there is absolutely a chance that you know, the world, you know, goes crazy and they find ways to manipulate this thing and change it from what it should be. However, I really do think tonight's going to be a big victory. So I hate to even say we're on the precipice of, you know, rebuilding liberty in America, or I don't even want to say the or. I don't even want to talk about what could happen. Let's save that for Thursday. Okay, if it goes bad, if I'm wrong, if the pollsters are wrong, which they often are, if the prognosticators, if the prophets, if all of the people that have been saying that we would have a tremendous victory tonight and a shift in this country and a renewal, if they're all wrong, we'll deal with it on Thursday. I want to talk about what happens tonight, what to watch for tonight, and then what happens if there is a great victory. What happens if not only Donald Trump wins the presidency, but you see people get elected to the United States Senate that potentially could be game changers? Right, I mean, what happens if you multiply Ted Cruz and Mike Lee to champions in the U.S. Senate? What happens if you get Chao in Virginia and a few of these others that are running? What happens if you end up with some new warriors over on the House to stand alongside Chip Roy and Mary Miller and some of these other champions that we have? What happens if there is a new crop of just absolute warriors going into Washington, D.C. to rebuild liberty, to restore the limited government at the federal level that then allows us, that gives us the air cover to rebuild liberty in our communities? Because that's what I think is coming. That's what I think is going to happen tonight. If, by the way, as you're listening to me right now all over the nation, you go vote. All right, if you have not voted yet today, stop listening to me right now. Unless you're in the car and you're listening and while you're driving to the polling place. If you're at home right now, sitting on the couch listening, turn off the radio, get in your car, and go vote. There is nothing more important you could do today than help save the Republic. In fact, quit listening to me and go call 10 people and tell them to vote, all right? I'm going to talk about some things that you need to hear today, but you can always come back and play it on the internet, website. I am excited. Listen to me. I'm never tongue-tied and speechless, but this is a big day, folks. There's a lot of work that has gone in to today. There is immeasurable investment on the line tonight. I guess we have about 30,000 coaches now at Patriot Academy, Constitution coaches. Why do they do what they do? Why do they host classes to teach people about how to be biblical citizens so that you can get good people elected, hold them accountable, and have a government that reflects our biblical values and provides for, you know, a strong defense and provides for a good education system that teaches American values, that provides for the protections at the local level, that we get to live out our freedoms, that our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights and our due process rights and all of those things would be protected. That's why we do what we do. So that entire investment of the million, you know, roughly 1.1 million people that have been through biblical citizenship or constitutional life over the last few years, that entire investment of training those 30,000 coaches, the entire investment of of the radio programs and conferences and Turning Point Faith and Family Research Council and all of the things that they have been doing over the last few years to stop the slouch towards Gomorrah, to stop the slide into complete Marxism in our country. All of that investment will be measured tonight. We're going to get a metric tonight on whether or not the strategies and tactics that are being used by those who love liberty and those who want to have good citizenship and those that are educating the church and the population in general, whether or not our strategies and tactics are working. Now, that is not to say that the test tonight is whether or not we run the table and sweep in all the elections. Not even to say whether or not the presidential election goes one way or the other is the ultimate metric. But the data we get from tonight is going to tell us whether or not we've been doing the right things to restore the culture, whether or not we are, in fact, beginning to win the culture war. We've been losing the culture war for 50 years. I mean, let's be honest. It's been an all-out assault on the values that made America great in the first place. And we have been losing. They've taken over education and the media and the journalism and entertainment, the pulpits, you name it. The left controls all of that. But for the last couple of years, a lot of the investments that were made 40 years before by Don Wildman and Jerry Falwell and all these other people, Pat Robertson and all the people that saw this in the 80s and realized what was necessary and what was coming, they knew, they saw the culture war was already fully engaged in the 80s. And the takeover hadn't happened yet. The left had not received the benefit of their hard work. I'm just giving credit where credit's due. They scratched and clawed in the trenches. They invested their money, their time, their energy, their effort into taking over the American culture. And these stalwarts like Falwell and Wildman and Robertson and others, they saw it happening. They recognized the signs, and they started preparing to the culture, army, if you will, to fight back. Now, that took time. I mean, it wasn't as if you were going to, create a bunch of radio stations and all of a sudden overnight you change everything. It takes time. It takes a generation. And because of their investments, you now have a generation of warriors out there that are frontline, tip of the spear, Navy SEALs of civics that are fighting this fight and that are now training up the larger percentage of the population to understand these things and fight back. And I think tonight we'll find out if that significant investment is beginning to pay off. Doesn't mean, again, that you win one election and everything's over and you're done. No, in fact, tonight will be a measurement of whether or not we're just headed in the right direction. In fact, in my opinion, tonight will tell us whether or not the window of opportunity is actually cracked open, not even fully open, and certainly not going to be open forever. But I foresee that tonight we're going to realize that we have a chance to save this country. We have a chance to claw back ground. We have a chance to rebuild the walls, as my mentor David Barton would say it, straight out of Nehemiah, arise and rebuild the walls that we may no longer be a reproach. That's what Wall Builders is all about. I mean, there again, David began in the 80s, another one of those stalwarts that saw this coming and began planting the seeds and building the foundation that we now have a chance to rebuild the walls on the foundation that David Barton and Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and all these people built. And so here we are tonight going to find out if that foundation, if it's sturdy enough to give us that window of opportunity to then press the gas. In other words, what I'm saying is no matter what happens tonight, you don't let up. Whatever happens tonight, you don't say, okay, we're done, let's go take a vacation. No, whatever happens tonight, it's actually going to be the time to press the gas, to shove that window all the way open and take this window of opportunity to convert millions of Americans to these principles of liberty. It's your opportunity to become the catalyst for restoring and rebuilding those biblical values and constitutional principles that made the nation great again. It's time to rebuild truth, justice, and the American way. And we're going to be a super nation again, I believe. So I believe we really can make America great again. I know I'm falling right into the cliche, and I'm not endorsing a particular candidate here on the radio, though I should. But, it's obvious which team I've been rooting for and which team I've been working for. It's the team of people that actually still believe in the First Amendment. See, at Patriot Academy, we're a nonprofit, but we absolutely have the right to champion basic constitutional values. In fact, we exist to do exactly that, not to champion a particular political party or particular candidate, but the values and the principles that made America great: free enterprise, limited government, the work ethic, and the whole idea of risk and reward, those things that made America great. That's what we fight for at Patriot Academy. And so when there's an election, we absolutely support those who support those values. So we're naturally going to be against those who are preventing free speech, who are actually silencing their opposition, jailing their opposition, persecuting anyone that disagrees with them. That is the enemy. That is an enemy to the American way. Anyone that silences their opposition and persecutes them and throws them in prison and looks for ways to persecute those with whom they disagree is an enemy to truth, justice, and the American way, and must be defeated. Now, fortunately, the way we fight people like that is not with some sort of, you know, knife or gun or fist. Instead, we get to fight with the weapons of warfare that, thanks to our founding fathers, are peaceful. Our voices, our vote, which is what tonight's all about, or today, and then, of course, our dollars, our time, our lives, our fortune, sacred honor is another way to put that. And so if you have not yet done that, if you have not lifted up your voice today through your social media posting, through phone calls to friends and family, if you have not lifted up your voice, then do so. You still have, what is it, it's 1:15 my time in Texas, which means I've got 5 hours and 45 minutes here in Texas, all right? So in Florida and other places, same amount of time, but it's 2:15 your time, right? So everybody needs to be lifting up their voice right now and calling their friends and family and encouraging them to go vote. And then your voice, but your vote. If you haven't done that yet, then absolutely go stand in line. I got a text of a picture from a friend in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, very, very red area without a doubt. And the line was incredibly long. And he said, "We've never seen this at my polling place." So that's a really good sign of what the rest of today, Lord willing, will look like. Because there have been questions, right? The early voting has been incredibly good for Republicans, better than ever. The Democrats normally early vote, and then Republicans typically vote on Election Day. And the numbers right now compared to 2020 and 2016 give a significant advantage to Republicans. Not that more Republicans are early voting. They are in a couple of these swing states that are very important, but they're way behind in some of the other swing states. They're just not near as behind as they normally are in early voting. So in other words, the trend is looking really, really good. But the question on that was, does that mean that all the Republicans have already gone out and voted, and therefore on Election Day we lose? Maybe Republicans win on early voting, but they lose on Election Day. Well, that picture I got this morning at 6 o'clock or 7, whatever it was, that's a good sign that actually, even in the red areas, the real thrust has not happened yet. The finale, when you watch a fireworks show, you know, you get some really cool fireworks during the show, but it's that finale at the end that's amazing. Maybe that's still coming. Maybe that's still happening right now today, and maybe you're a part of that. Again, if you haven't voted yet, turn me off and get in the car and go vote. Go stand in line. If you have to get in line right now and stay in line until midnight tonight before they get to you, do it. It's worth it. What's one day? What's 1 hour, 5 hours, 10 hours for your children and your grandchildren to live in freedom? That's what's at stake here. I believe Elon Musk is right. I believe he is right that if the people who have been silencing their opponents win this election, we may not have another fair election in this country for 100 years. So you better make sure you go vote today. Right now. Go. Go. If you're working right now, tell your boss you need 2 hours off and go vote. If whatever you're doing right now, stop and go vote. You will regret it if you wake up tomorrow morning and find out that your governor, your state rep, your presidential candidate, whatever it was, lost by a handful of votes, and you had not lifted up your voice and your vote to influence this election. Make sure that you're participating today. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the signs to look for tonight. What do you watch for at 7 o'clock when the polls close tonight to get some indications of where this thing may go and what could happen if there's a lot of disputes? We'll talk about all that when we come back. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. You are listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Rick Green.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me on this election day. And just as Abe's minute said while we were on the break there, man, it goes all the way down to mayor, local office, you name it. I mean, it's not just a presidential race today. So make sure as you go vote that you're voting all the way down the ballot and that you're taking a voter guide in there with you, ivoterguide.com. If you need to jump online real quick, go get the information on what's happening in your area and then get to the polling places, folks. And then let's talk about what we're going to do next, because obviously tonight is not the end. Tonight is the beginning, potentially, if what I'm predicting will happen and what a lot of people are predicting will happen and what all the signs point to, if that does in fact happen tonight, then it simply opens up the door. It gives us the window of opportunity. It gives us air cover at the federal level to be able to do the work at the local level that needs to be done. And so there's some really good signs already today. I mentioned the picture my friend sent me of the voting lines in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, definitely a red area. You might remember James Carville back in the Bill Clinton days talking about, you got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, which was solid for the Democrats, but then he would say, you got Alabama right in the middle. Remember James Carville? So obnoxious. Anyway, because he just couldn't stand the fact that Lancaster was so conservative. Well, in Pennsylvania, it's going to be really interesting. This is going to be the one to really watch tonight, folks. And it's, there's definitely more battleground areas and battleground states and key places to watch. But Pennsylvania is the one that everybody seems to agree that it's all going to hinge on, that whoever wins Pennsylvania will end up winning the whole thing. And this morning, even as early as 6 a.m., the fight was on. And I think a sign of what's different today and what was happening in 2020 is that the same attempts to manipulate, to cheat, to bully, to prevent transparency and honesty from happening, those same attempts are still going to happen and are happening right now. The difference is, I believe that the Republicans and the Trump campaign are better prepared to fight back. I believe they were absolutely caught flat-footed in 2020. They failed miserably at preparing for what was very obvious was coming at the time, and they got outmaneuvered and they got run over. Okay, this time though, 6 o'clock this morning in I forget the county now. Actually, no, it was about 10 different counties in Pennsylvania. These manipulators that were trying to prevent poll watchers from being able to be in there and watch what was happening. In other words, they were trying to stop transparency. If you're having to run into the dark to do it, it's probably not a good thing. And so that they were trying to do that again. And the RNC attorneys that are on the ground all over the place, they've got about 500 attorneys in every single state. They were on it, man. I'm talking like at 6:45, they already had caused these polling location, people to back off and allowed for the Republican poll watchers to get into the polling place and be able to watch what was going on. So that was a quick reversal. I believe it happened even before the polls opened at 7. And so that is a good sign, folks. That's the type of thing. I mean, we'll get reports, later today, I'm sure, of this happening all over the country. Cobb County, Georgia, they were trying to essentially delay the statute. The law says in Georgia that you cannot count any absentee ballots that arrive after 7 p.m. tonight. And they were trying to do that in Cobb County. They were essentially saying, we accidentally sent these 3,000 ballots out late, and so we're going to extend another 3 or 4 days for those to be able to come in. And the Republican Party was on it and fought back and got a ruling from the Georgia Supreme Court. No, you have to follow the law. They have to be in by 7 p.m. today. So that's just a couple of anecdotal examples of what is happening all over the nation right now. It is hand-to-hand combat right now. I have to always, for all these, idiot liberals that take me out of context and try to act like we're saying things that we aren't saying, just like Donald Trump the other day with his Liz Cheney comments. When I say hand-to-hand combat, I do not mean with guns, knives, or sticks, or bats, or fists, or anything like that. I'm talking about intellectual hand-to-hand combat. In other words, people are standing there, right there, on the spot to say, no, here's what the law says. That's what's going to have to happen in order for this thing to turn out different than 2020. And so what I mean by, the Republicans and the Trump campaign much better prepared. They've got the attorneys. They've got the law. They do not have the law on their side as much as they should have. I will point out one of the seminal failures of the last 4 years. I mean, absurd that Republican legislatures and even Republican governors with Republican legislatures across this country did not do a better job of cleaning up the election system. I mean, they tinkered around and there were some changes made, yes. But it should have been a complete change. We should be going back to paper ballots. We should not have any machines counting any of this stuff. It should absolutely be paper ballots, hand counted, day of election, all of that. It is so simple. 100-something other countries have gone to that and not allowed for these machines. And yet here we are still being foolish. So if tonight goes the wrong way, my money is on the fact that that's why. And the blame will be laid at the feet of the governors like Brian Kemp in Georgia and the legislatures, Republican legislatures in places like Pennsylvania and other places that did not put their foot down and say this or nothing else gets done. And frankly, the Republicans in Washington, D.C., that did not absolutely throw down the gauntlet and say, we will do nothing unless you guarantee that illegals are not allowed to vote in this country. And so anyway, I don't say that to scare you. I don't say that to say that's going to cause. I think that those things are going to be overcome to a great degree tonight, and there will still be some big victories tonight. But had they been done right, the left wouldn't have a chance tonight. They would be defeated at the polls by legal votes. If we were only counting legal votes, and if we counted every legal vote, and if we made it where it was equal justice for all so that everybody was treated the same across the board, tonight would be the biggest landslide in American political history, maybe since George Washington. But because we don't have that, and because we do make it so easy to cheat or just manipulate, you don't have to, you know, change the algorithm on a computer system to cheat. There are cheating methods that were used in 2020 by many of these battleground states in broad daylight. They literally got up in broad daylight as governors and secretaries of state and Supreme Court, state Supreme Courts, and changed election law completely in violation of the Constitution, blatantly in your face, unconstitutional, and they were allowed to do it. And it manipulated the election. It was cheating. It was cheating in broad daylight in the courtrooms. And they got away with it. And the United States Supreme Court allowed it to happen and was unwilling to take up those cases. So if they're willing to do that, I guarantee you they're willing to do the types of things that they will do behind the scenes. I'm being delivered coffee by my lovely wife who's trying to sneak in here and not even be seen on camera. This is always fun. I love you, babe. Okay, so anyway, we know that all of that is still happening, and the legislatures in these Republican states did not do enough to stamp it out completely and make it virtually impossible for those things to happen. But they did do some things. So they took some steps, like this Georgia law that says you can't count after, you can't accept ballots after tonight at 7. What Georgia should have done is taken over Fulton County's elections. Yeah, the state should have stepped into these counties like Fulton County, where it was so obvious that they cheated in 2020. They should have stepped in and said, we're going to run your elections for you. We don't trust you to run your elections. You can earn back our trust. That's what should have been done. That's the hand-to-hand combat that needs to take place. We've got to be willing to take this serious enough to say the future of the free world is at stake. We're going to do what it takes to win. We're going to do what it takes to have freedom. We're going to do what it takes to actually make sure. And when I say do what it takes to win, I mean win the law, win the equal justice system. You see, the battle is not just the election and what candidate or party wins the election. Winning, to me, is having a free and fair system. And then whatever happens after that is a whole different issue. Winning, to me, is not Republicans in office. Winning, to me, is not Donald Trump winning. Winning, to me, is having an American constitutional republic where every vote, legal vote, counts, and every legal vote is counted, and you have transparency, you have verification, you have a system that people can trust. That's winning to me. And if a Bill Clinton ends up getting more votes than a George H.W. Bush or a Bob Dole, that's very, very possible and absolutely believable in our system. Frankly, a Barack Obama winning in an 08 over a John McCain is not only believable, it's likely when you consider how bad a candidate McCain was and how good a candidate Barack Obama was. So it bothers me, but it doesn't cause me to be concerned to the point of saying that we're at the precipice of losing freedom. But when you have a system that is easily manipulated, and when you have blatant cheating in broad daylight by public officials admitting it on television and in courtrooms, and no, and we don't stop them, that's losing, folks. That is losing. That's losing if the Republicans do it or the Democrats do it. Winning is when you have free and fair elections and a constitutional process for being able to deal with disputes, being able to deal with the fact that sometimes races are going to be so close that you have to go in and do a hand recount of every single ballot. And that's okay. I had a hand recount in my first election. 30,000 votes, 30,000 ballots, we hand recounted. I lost on election night by 20 votes out of 30,000, and I won after the recount by 36 votes. That's going to happen, and that's perfectly fine. You can still have, in fact, you have more trust in the system when that happens because you know that there is a relief valve for verifying what happens, that whether it's mistakes, cheating, whatever, doesn't win the day, but instead the actual votes win the day. That's winning, folks. And that's what we've got to get back to. We're not there yet, but tonight gives us a chance to get back there because I do believe the people that are likely to win tonight, based on the polling, based on the trends, based on all the signs, the people that are likely to win tonight, not just Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, but also these Senate races, governors down the back, there's enough people that are likely to win tonight that it gives us a foothold to be able to then right the ship, correct the course. It gives us a chance to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots so that future elections are more secure and we have more faith and both sides know that it was done freely and fairly and openly and transparently and all of those things. That's essential for the future of the country. Now, that's in addition to, that's just making the system itself work and be trustworthy. And then you have the fight to make sure that you're educating the American people to believe in and fall in love with and fight for the constitutional principles that made our nation great in the first place, so that you then have candidates on the ballot that are actually running on that kind of a platform. I foresee a day, if we accomplish those things, I foresee a day when both candidates, or maybe, you know, three or four candidates from multiple parties are on the ballot that all believe in free speech. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if the Republicans and the Democrats both were saying, if you elect me, I will defend the Constitution and make sure that everybody's able to live according to the dictates of their conscience and speak freely according to what they believe. Instead of right now, you have one side saying that and the other side saying, if you elect me, I will stop misinformation and hate speech, which is their very conjured up way of saying, I will prevent free speech. I will shut down anyone that disagrees with me or my experts. That's what they're saying. So this is a dangerous place to be in the country. But let's defeat those Marxists. Let's defeat these evil people. And then let's get to a point where we have candidates on up and down the ballot on both sides that still believe in free speech and freedom of religion and freedom of the press and the right to keep and bear arms and defend yourself, the right of natural self-defense, the right of a people to assemble and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. Let's get back to the place where all candidates actually believe in due process and equal justice, blind justice under the law, where all candidates believe in a limited federal government and that the 10th Amendment leaves everything else to the states and the local people. How about if all candidates actually believed in the Constitution and believed in the limited role of a federal government and actually believed in enforcing those things and making sure that we had free and fair elections? We can get back to that place. It's going to take a lot of work, and it's not going to happen tonight. It's going to happen over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, but we can get there, especially if tonight goes the direction that I think it's going to go. So I mentioned some of the signs to watch for tonight. Obviously, Pennsylvania. Initially at 7 o'clock, early voting should be released about 5 after 7 in a lot of these states. I think it's going to be very, very telling, but it's not going to be the final say. It could take a while to know in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Wisconsin and some of these states. But some of the signs to look for are going to be if the early vote in Nevada has Republicans ahead. That is a really, really good sign because the registrations of those who have early voted, Republicans are ahead. I think it's 40,000 votes ahead in Nevada. That's massive. Huge, huge. In Pennsylvania, if the early vote has Democrats ahead, but only by, 100,000, 150,000 votes, then I think Pennsylvania is definitely going to go for Donald Trump. The Philadelphia crowd is saying 600,000 a 600,000 vote margin is necessary for the Democrats in Philadelphia on election day in order for them to catch up in Philadelphia. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's what I was reading. And that tells you what to watch for. But that also means, you know, how's election day going in Lancaster and in other places across Pennsylvania? I think Pittsburgh could actually go for Donald Trump this year. So that side of the state that's normally very blue could go for Donald Trump. There's a lot of groups that are going to go for Donald Trump today that that I think is going to surprise folks. So anyway, watch Pennsylvania. That's going to be one to definitely learn a lot from. Another one to learn a lot from is this, you know, midnight last night. You had that Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, poll was released. And, you know, they're the ones that have that little handful of five or six people that go vote. And then they let you know at midnight or 10 after midnight how it turned out. Well, in 2020, that one went five votes for Biden. All of them went for Biden. Guess what happened this morning at midnight? Six people voted, and it was 3-3. Now, that doesn't mean that tonight's going to be that tight, I don't think. I think that means, if that's a sign at all, Donald Trump's going to win big. We're going to find out. You know, it's I don't want to be too optimistic. Again, most important thing is to finish strong. Go through 7 o'clock tonight. Don't let up. Don't even hardly take a breath. Make those phone calls. If you hadn't voted yet, turn me off right now. Get in your car and go vote. Those of you that are in your car, if you haven't voted yet, detour from wherever you were headed to the polling place. And make sure that your voice is heard, that your values are counted, and that we do everything we can to save this nation. Quick break. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
The feature-length documentary Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, premiering November 11th, chronicles the life and ministry of Don Wildman. It takes you through the founding of the National Federation for Decency, what has become AFA. It's a call to stand firm for righteousness and shows how that resolve can make a huge difference in our world.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Find out more and watch the trailer at culturewarrior.movie.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Rick Green.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Last segment before the election tonight. And, you know, I'm going to be watching. Of course, I'm in Texas. And so, you know, Texas politics is personal to me for sure. And been involved in it for 30 years as well. So I'll be watching a lot of the state rep races and some of the judicial races. My buddy John Devine serves on the Texas Supreme Court, and certainly praying for him to have a great victory today. One of the champions, honestly, one of the few guys to actually stand against all the COVID crackdowns in this country when it all happened. But anyways, I say that to say you're going to have a lot of races like that for yourself as well. So make sure that, you know, before 7 o'clock tonight, you're telling friends and family to go vote on all of those races, not just the presidential race. But if you want to watch returns tonight, there's a lot of different places you're going to be able to watch what's going on. I'm personally going to be on Victory News. They have a deal they do every election called America Stands. And so it'll be David Barton, Tim Barton, myself, a lot of other commentators, Gene Bailey, John Graves, Chad Conley, bunch of folks that are very much on the ground, in the know, and will be doing the kind of play-by-play tonight as the returns come in. And actually, that was the network and the show 8 years ago that was the first one to call it for Donald Trump in 2016. David Barton actually was the first one to say, that's it, he got it. And, of course, that was shocking that night because everybody was expecting Hillary to win. I remember when he did that, and I was like, whoa, 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 David. I don't know, man. But he obviously turned out to be right. And then in 2020, it's funny, on that very show, Tim Barton was there on with David. They were doing this different, you know, returns, and he was about to call it for Trump. And that's when all of a sudden all the counting stopped and all of the craziness started. And so tonight, Lord willing, that is not what's going to happen. Hopefully tonight it's going to be, shall we say, not without drama. What's the thing I'm looking for here? Hopefully without chaos. Hopefully tonight my prayer is that there's such a big landslide. It's exactly what people have said, too big to rig, Hugh Hewitt wrote a book, I don't know, 15 years ago that was called You Gotta Win By So Much They Can't, I can't remember the title now, but it was basically Win By So Much They Can't Steal It. And, you know, that's essentially what I think is going to happen tonight. I think it would be so unbelievable for Kamala Harris to win this thing. So unbelievable that people would actually, in a majority, vote for such an empty candidate and such an inept, not qualified candidate. I mean, I'm just stating facts here. Everybody that's ever watched an interview with her knows that that's true. Even if you are, you know, pro-death, pro-abortion, if you are anti-school choice, if you are anti-religion and you hate Christians and all of that stuff, and so you want Kamala Harris's policies, you want another 4 years of the chaos that the Biden-Harris administration has created, even if you're a big fan and you want her to be president because you want the policies, you got to be honest with yourself and say, this is an empty suit. This is someone who does not have the mental capacity to do the job, but that we will cover for her. If you're on the Harris team, you got to be thinking that. You got to be thinking, hey, we hid Joe Biden's as best we could. We hid his dementia and mental incapacity from the country while he was president for 3 years. You know, you could argue that he was still kind of had it together for the first year. I said he wouldn't last 6 months. I thought for sure he would be gone within 6 months. I was wrong. They were willing to ignore the 25th Amendment and make our nation weak and broadcast to the world that now is the time for your wars. Now is the time to attack America. Now is your time to come across the border, to do all the things you want to do to hurt America. Now's the time because the president's quite literally out to lunch. So that they pulled that off. They did it. I didn't think they would. I didn't think they hated America that much. I didn't think Republicans would allow it to happen. I didn't think Kamala Harris could wait her turn long enough. I thought she would be the one, because if you look at the 25th Amendment, it's the vice president and half the cabinet that has to invoke the 25th. So she has to be on board or it doesn't happen. I thought she would. I thought she would push for that out of her own just self-power, you know, selfishness and desire for power. She didn't. You know, whatever, that was the deal, I guess, was that she would get to be the nominee. But back to my whole point, I just think it's just too hard to believe. So if they figure out a way to manipulate this thing, it's going to be hard to convince Americans that that was legit. And if that's what happens tonight, I mean, first of all, let me just remind you that if that happens, we are not the people that burn cities. We are not the people that do violence. We can still turn this thing around. It's going to be way harder if they steal it or if they manipulate it or if I'm just wrong about the American people. And I've said for a long time, we are a 50-50 nation probably. Maybe a 60-40 nation, but too many Christians stay home, so it ends up making it a 50-50 nation. So if I'm wrong about tonight and this election goes the other way, that is not an excuse to check out. That is not an excuse to go burn cities. That is not an excuse to do violence. That is not an excuse to cuss out your neighbors. That is not an excuse for any of that. My pastor's been saying this for several weeks. He said it's time for us to win with class or lose with class, but to make sure that we're being the example. Doesn't mean we have to just roll over and play nicey-nicey. It may mean that we have to double down and fight even harder to turn the nation around. But it does absolutely mean that we are not going to resort to violence or to, you know, cheating or to any of the things that the other side does. It means we must. Actually, let me back up. No matter what happens tonight, whether Donald Trump wins or Kamala Harris, no matter whether you're senator, congressional candidates or state, whoever wins in all these races, the thing that has to happen, no matter what, is that people that love God, love the Constitution, love their families, love America, and want to restore free speech and freedom of religion and all the things I mentioned earlier, those people have to start fighting like the future of the country depends on it. And up to this point, that hasn't happened for very many people. We've managed to drag a lot of people, you know, to the polls with us and drag a lot of people to a Constitution class and get them to at least get sort of involved. But after tonight, no matter which way it goes, we've got to get people to realize the future of the country's at stake, your children and your grandchildren's freedom is at stake, And therefore, it's time for you to step up. And as Ronald Reagan quoted from, Dr. Joseph Warren from the founding era, act worthy of yourselves. We have to act worthy of what God has given us. We have to be the good and faithful servants, not the wicked and slothful servant that buries the talent. And that means doing what? Working our tails off. How do you think those two servants that became known as the good and faithful servants doubled their talents? How did they double what the master had given them? Not just preserve it, not just protect it, not just keep from losing it. They doubled it. They worked their tails off, I guarantee you. Their work ethic was through the roof, I guarantee you. They used good strategies and tactics. They sharpened their countenance. They learned how to do those things. And we're going to have to do the same thing with our citizenship. We are going to have to get in the trenches and scratch and claw our way to taking back ground. And the window of opportunity to do that begins tonight, regardless of the election outcome. If Donald Trump wins, the window is thrown wide open. If Kamala Harris wins, we're going to have to pry the window open and still seek the opportunity to wake up our neighbors and our pastors and the people in this country to scratch and claw and take freedom back in this country. Obviously, I'm talking about peaceable means by using our voices and our votes and our dollars. And either way, no matter who wins tonight, tonight is the night for us to say, I am committing myself for the next 5 to 10 years to investing my time, my money, and my reputation, life, fortune, sacred honor, into restoring the principles of liberty. I am going to invest at least 2 hours a week, either hosting a Constitution class or attending one, doing candidate forums, being part of a Salt and Light group or a Culture Impact team or a Turning Point Faith group, whatever. I'm going to be a part of something at my church or in my community or hosted at my house at least one night a week that is about restoring liberty, that is about studying freedom and the Constitution and the Bible and applying it in our neighborhoods. Okay, that's number one. You've got to commit tonight, no matter which way the election goes, to that. I'm going to be involved so that my children can live in freedom. Number two, you've got to be willing to invest money. You've got to be willing to say, regardless of what happens in the election tonight, I'm going to start investing. You pick the number, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, 5%, 2%, 10%, 25% of my income. I'm going to sell the boat. I'm going to stop golfing, whatever I got to do to sacrifice so that I can invest 5, 2, 10, 25, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, percentage of my income into freedom. I'm going to invest it so that my children get the return on investment called liberty, that they get an ROI, they get a return on the investment of my time, money, and reputation where they get to live in freedom. My grandchildren, my children's children will live in freedom because of the time and the money and the reputation that I'm going to invest in saving the country. Now, where to invest that? After the election, in this upcoming year of 2025, as you're going into the end of 2024 and thinking about your end of year gifts, absolutely, you need to be investing that into American Family Association. Make it possible for us through these radio programs and all of the other things that we do here, make it possible for us to equip and train and inspire patriots and citizens all over this country to do what they need to do to preserve freedom. I'm going to encourage you to invest in Patriot Academy. Come down to the Patriot Academy campus. Right now, start thinking about when in 2025 you're going to come spend a week with me at the Patriot Academy campus doing the Patriot Experience, getting your Constitution training, doing a legislative simulation where you see what it's actually like to be in a legislature so that you can testify better and maybe even run for office, but do a handgun defense class so you can defend your family. Don't just brag about the Second Amendment and the right of self-defense. Don't just put the bumper sticker on your truck or carry a gun without being trained. Come to Patriot Academy and get that training. That's an investment of your money and your time both. All right, make a donation to Patriot Academy so we can finish building the campus and we can train young people and candidates and public servants and pastors and everything else. And then invest in candidates as we go into 2025. That's going to be a little bit different because you're going to have, you know, maybe some of your local city council races in some states you have those in an off year and maybe even in May or June or whatever instead of November. So it's different for everybody all over the country. But certainly find candidates that you can invest a little bit in, that you can donate some dollars to pay for some signs or bumper stickers or whatever they need help with. Lives, fortunes, that's your money, of course, and then sacred honor. I think today this may be the hardest one. I think it might be easier for us to say, yeah, I'll give up one night a week, or I'll give up 5% of my income to invest in candidates and causes and nonprofits and all that. But reputation, man, I don't know. Some people are unwilling to do that. Most people, frankly, are unwilling to do that. I mean, if you post on your social media, whether you're on X or Facebook or TikTok or whatever you're on, if you post who you're voting for, you're putting your reputation on the line. If you post a scripture that actually applies to today's culture, you put your reputation on the line. Some people are going to call you a bigot. They're going to call you hateful. They're going to call you all these things that they've been calling Christians since, you know, 2,000 years ago. So when you do that, when you put your reputation on the line, it's risky. But what is the reward? The risk is your reputation. The risk is the money you invest in these organizations or candidates. The risk is your time. But what's the reward? The reward, my friend, is sweet liberty. The reward is that your child gets to grow up in a nation, or your grandchild gets to grow up in a nation where they are not handed a pink slip at the end of school saying you're going to do this for the rest of your life. The government doesn't determine that for them. They're going to grow up in a nation where they're taught to treat their neighbor the way they want to be treated, where they treat people the same, whether they're red, white, yellow, black, or brown, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Libertarian, doesn't matter, where they treat people the same and the law treats them the same and we have equal justice. They're going to grow up in a nation where if they're accused of a crime, they get a fair trial. They get to call witnesses in their favor. They get to confront witnesses against them, and they get to put all the evidence before the jury instead of it being manipulated like they've been doing to these J6 defendants in Washington, D.C. They get your grandchild's return on investment because you're willing to invest your time, your money, and your reputation. It's impossible to measure. How do you say what it's worth for your grandchildren to grow up in a country like that? To grow up in a country where they get to start a business and actually get to keep the rewards of their hard work. They don't have it all taken by the government. They get to grow up in a country where they get to do business with whom they want to. They get to have partners that they choose that they want to work with. They get to sell to customers that they want to sell to. They get to make things that they want to make, and they're not forced to make things that violate their conscience. What's it worth to you for your grandchild to actually get to vote in choosing their leaders and know that the vote's going to be counted and not canceled out by an illegal vote? What's it worth to you to know that your child is not going to be drafted into a military that is going to go fight some foreign war that has nothing to do with the United States of America or your grandchild's freedom? I don't know about you, but I am unable to put a price on those things. I got 4 grandkids already. I have 4 amazing kiddos and now 4 amazing grandkids. And I'm willing to invest whatever it takes of my time, my money, my reputation, to get that reward of freedom for my children and grandchildren. I hope you'll do the same. And you can start by turning me off right now and going to vote. All right, I'm going to say it one more time. Turn it off and go vote. If you have not voted yet, get after it and go call some friends and family to do the same. Looking forward to some great results tonight. On Thursday, I'll be back with you here on At the Core, and we'll do a little reflecting on whatever the results turn out to be tonight. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach, and you've been listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.